Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I always start with and in fact, I've done this around the world in India and in Europe, is I would tell your audience that unless you have 100% market share in your industry, there's an opportunity to win. And somebody in this economy is going to do it. So effectively, you got to start with a mental attitude that there's plenty of business out there. You're going to have to take it from somebody.
Somebody's buying something that you sell from somebody somewhere right
absolutely,
now.
Absolutely. And then secondly, I think that I would look for promises that you can make to your customers that you're probably 60 to 70% organized to keep. If they're asking for something and you think you've got more than a half a chance of saying of pulling it off, do it. That's where innovation happens.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to change your businesses rapidly to what your customers need. And I think there's, as I told the students, I don't think there's probably a more exciting time in the world to get into business. The opportunities are enormous, but it is a different world and will be for probably from here on.
When you and I started in business, Doug, you know, we laced up our wingtips and went to work. Today, yeah. You better be lacing up track shoes.
Well, exactly. And I gave the illustration to the students. I said, you know, I happen to be a venture capitalist, and I have some money invested in an aircraft that was born out of the new FAA regulations for sports craft. And I showed them a video of it, and they all wished they had one.
Can you say which one it is?
It's Icon. Iconaircraft.com. It's one of the coolest things you've ever seen.
I spell it, Icon. Is it like we
I-C-O-N.
Think?
I-C-O-N.
Okay.
I-C-O-N.
Right.
And the CEO there is a brilliant visionary. But what was interesting, without getting into the details, which I shouldn't, the amount of money that he has used to get an aircraft up into flight testing, they would have laughed you out of a room
right.
anywhere in the world 5 years ago. But the ability to do things for low amounts of money, barriers to entry are low, and there's huge opportunities out there for entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a different world, and you're exactly right. Go make some promises that you're not quite organized to keep, because that's what you're going to have to do to keep your customers and grow some new ones.
The one of the things that I wanted to, by the way, that's iconaircraft.com mm-hmm. is the website for that, folks. Doug, one of the things that I wanted you to talk about is I've been saying for a year or so now that the second decade of the 21st century is not going to look anything like the last decade.
I agree.
And I've been working for 12 years to get small business owners' heads out of the 20th century. Now, if you're still in the 20th century, I can't help you. I'm trying to get them out of the first decade of the 21st century right. into the second decade. Talk to us about that for a minute or so.
Well, I mean, I think, one of the illustrations I use to the students is that in the decade preceding the one you're just referring to, small businesses were learning international businesses. And I gave them example after example of former clients of my firms that in the $2 and $3 million revenue ranges either took their supply chain internationally or developed international customers. It's a different world. Capital and information is flowing around at the speed of the light, and you're going to have to think outside of the box in order to survive.
Yeah. Well, the main thing you're going to have to do, I think, Doug, is you got to realize that your customers are – I keep coming back to Wayne Gretzky. He said, I was successful because I didn't skate to where the puck was. I skate where it was going.
Yeah.
And you got to – your customer is moving. And if when you see them, if you're not going after them ahead of where they are right now, you're not going to catch them. They'll be gone.
Well, I got to tell you a story.
Can you hold that? We've run out of time.
Yeah.
You know, a talk show is an imprecise activity in a precise environment.
You got it.
So will you hold that story. Come back next time real soon.
Look forward to it.
Doug Tatum, ladies and gentlemen, assistant professor at MTSU. How about that? Great assignment over there. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.